We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon entitled Going Together, Pastor Glass reminds us that sometimes the best way to walk in the spirit of the resurrection is to not walk alone, but together. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I'm truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or you're joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew racks. We'd invite you to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing. It gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, I ask you to hold on to it until the end of the worship service, and then you can place it in the offering plate that is in the entranceway or the offering plate that is on the altar, and we thank you for that. If you are new to our church family and you're joining us online, we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can send an email to the church office, and our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and information.
Good morning. Today's reading is from 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy, He has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefilable, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen Him, you love Him, and even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith and the salvation of your souls. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Ed.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for worship today. This Sunday is sometimes called Low Sunday. And it is called that because the energy and the majesty of Easter Sunday in the minds of many has already reached its climax. And we begin to drift back to our normal routines, which may or may not include being present for worship. And so most pastors know to expect that the Sunday after Easter, our attendance numbers are going to be low. And we call it Low Sunday. And I understand that, but I wonder, whether it's this Sunday or any other day during the year, if maybe we are missing something by not being gathered together with one another. And that's what we're going to be looking at in today's message entitled Being Together. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. So I've gotten back into running again after the Heroes Bridge run that our church members supported at the end of this past March. I was inspired to sign up for a few more 5K events. I don't run them to be fast, and I don't run them to be competitive. I run those events because I love the spirit of running with other people. When I'm running by myself, I'm plugged into my earbuds, and I'm listening to music, and thanks to Spotify, I have a huge variety of musicians that I can listen to. Sometimes when I'm running, I listen to podcasts, especially during football season. And I can connect with folks digitally whenever I'm running. But there is a big difference between being connected to people through my earbuds and being connected to people in person. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Now, I don't run fast or far. But I do know that if I want to run my best, it's not those times whenever I'm on my own, listening to my own music or my own podcasts. When I run my best, when I run my strongest, it's when I'm running with others. Which is what brings us to the gospel lesson for today. The lesson takes place on the evening of the day of the resurrection. Now, the disciples have heard Mary Magdalene's report that Jesus is risen, that she has seen the Lord, but they clearly are still doubtful. They are hiding in a locked room. They are filled with fear that the authorities who arrested and crucified Jesus may come for them next, and they do not want to face the same fate as their teacher and leader. Cowering behind this locked door, filled with fear, and then suddenly Jesus appears in their midst and tells them they do not need to be afraid and breathes on them and offers them the gift of peace, saying repeatedly, "Peace be with you." And now suddenly, where they had been experiencing fear, they are filled with courage. Where they had despair, they are filled with joy. They now trust that the words that Mary Magdalene spoke are true. He is risen because they too have seen the Lord. They know Jesus is alive. But Thomas was not with them. He wasn't with the others, and so he couldn't understand what they had experienced. And when he comes back and they say to him, "We have seen the Lord," the exact same words that Mary Magdalene spoke, they doubt, or he doubts, just as much as they had doubted when Mary Magdalene proclaimed that news. The reason Thomas doubted was because secondhand information is not the same thing as a firsthand experience, right? But then a week later, Thomas is with them. And the risen Christ appears in their midst again and specifically addresses Thomas, and Thomas believes. And I think the most important thing about this narrative is that is only when Thomas is with the rest of the disciples that he encounters the risen Christ. Which makes me think that sometimes being with others is what makes all the difference in the world. I know it makes a difference for me whenever I'm running, and I think it makes a difference in so many other areas of life. There's a United Methodist pastor and author whose name is Michael Beck. And one of the things that Michael Beck has talked about is the prevalence of loneliness in our culture. And he says that in some ways we are the most connected people in the world thanks to the internet. We can see thousands of opinions and pictures and storylines in minutes and in seconds. But even as we are connected in that way, he says, in other ways, we are the most isolated people in the world because we lack real community. And I think the story in the gospel lesson for today illustrates for us the importance of community, real, connected, human community. And yes, in some ways that can happen through the internet if we're deliberate about it and if we cultivate it. But there's something about deep relationships that are really important. Not just surface level connections, not just casual encounters, but deep community. And I think in this day and age, we truly need that sense of community because it is in this gathered body of Christ that we can experience a deeper relationship with Jesus and with each other. I confess to you all, I'm very much an introvert. And it would be very easy for me in this day and age to work from home alone, to worship alone, to stay home, stay comfortable, and stay disconnected. And then sometimes in that isolation, we tell ourselves, "Oh, I'm fine. Fine. I'm doing fine on my own." But the story of Thomas reminds us of something deeper. The story of Thomas tells us you can hear about the resurrection and not experience it. You can hear somebody say, "We have experienced Christ in our midst," and still feel unconvinced. Until somehow, when we are gathered in the presence of others, Christ becomes real to us. That's what I love about worshiping together. When we are singing together, when we are praying together, when we share in communion together, that is when I experience the presence of Christ in our midst. It is when we are gathered together. That sense of community, I think, is really important, not because it's necessarily easy, not because it's always convenient, but it is because this is the place where we encounter the risen Christ. In shared worship, in shared prayer, in shared conversation, in shared fellowship, in shared food, that is where the risen Christ becomes real to us. There is an old story about a church member who stopped attending worship. And so the pastor went to visit him. And together they sat quietly in front of the fireplace. The pastor didn't lecture. The pastor didn't scold. There was no argument. They just sat there quietly with one another. After a while, the pastor reached over with a set of tongs and took a single coal out of the fire and set it apart on the fireplace hearth. Slowly, the coal's glow faded. Its warmth disappeared. It grew cold and gray. And then just as quietly, the pastor picked it back up and placed it back in the fire. And within minutes, it began to glow again, bright and warm and alive. The man just looked at the pastor and said, "I'll see you in church on Sunday." It's a simple message. And probably a familiar one, but it's true. Faith has a way of dimming in isolation. Maybe not disappearing entirely, but losing warmth, losing vitality, losing light. And something happens when we place ourselves back in the fire, back into the life of community. We begin to glow again. Thomas, when he was isolated, struggled, but Thomas in community encountered Christ. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. Or maybe we could say it this way. If you want to hear about the resurrection, you can stay on your own. But if you want to experience the resurrection, sometimes you just have to be together. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of community that you have given to us. Use that community, Lord, to allow us to experience the presence of the risen Christ and find ourselves so transformed by his power that we may share the good news of his saving grace with a hurting world. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we recite the Apostles' Creed. You'll find the words on the screen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We give thanks for the gift that God has given us through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity to show our gratitude and thanksgiving as we offer our tithes and offerings. If you're here in person, the ushers will be coming with the offering plates, or you have an opportunity, whether you're here in person or joining us online, to donate online. I send you out as those who remember that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support MUMC financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.